For what great nation is there that has gods so close to it as the Lord our God is to us whenever we call upon him? The readings today allow us time to reflect upon our relationship with the law, our understanding and our obedience to the law that God has given us. And we, the context of Moses' words in Deuteronomy help us to see that one of the greatest gifts that God has given us is the revelation of his very heart made known to us through the law. Oftentimes, we can think of the law as restricting or as constricting my freedom, taking away my ability to do what I want and force me to do things that go against my desires. There is some truth to that. The law does help to condition us, help to train our hearts, our minds, and our wills. But it's so that we can be more like God. We can become more like him. It says that the nations, the foreigners, would see the chosen people who were confident in who their God is because they knew his law, and they would say, this is a wise and intelligent people because they followed the law. The pagans, the foreigners who didn't have a personal God, didn't really know what their gods were like, they created all of these various gods who were in charge of the different elements of the world. And they would do these crazy dances and incantations, trying to curry favor with some distant, far away God. But what the God of Israel has done is revealed himself to us. How close he is to his people as he reveals his law, he reveals his heart to his children. And Jesus in the gospel we see is the fulfillment of that law. If the chosen people of the Old Testament felt closeness to God because they knew his law, how much more so should we feel and be certain of the closeness of our God because of Jesus, the Word made flesh who dwells among us? Especially those of us who are in a state of grace and can properly and worthily receive the Holy Eucharist, that very God comes to dwell within us. What a great and prosperous and wonderful thing this is, that we, his children, get to abide with him. And as we continue these days of Lent, of prayer and penance and preparation for Holy Week, to truly enter into the passion of our Lord so that we can rise anew with him on Easter Sunday, we ask for the grace to truly humbly submit to the law of God and not to see it as some restrictions on our freedom, but as the true path to freedom, the true path to love, the true path to peace. Let's pray for that grace, for a devotion, a greater devotion to the Holy Eucharist, that in our postures as we receive, in our postures as we leave, we'll reflect that we know how close our God is to us. Amen.